A new CNB Seed/Generation Lab survey reported by Forbes found 81% of Americans aged 18 to 34 say they distrust Palantir CEO Alex Karp. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 14th, 2026. Stick with me for a close look at what that distrust looks like in practice, how it's colliding with real surveillance and preservation failures, and why small policy changes won't be enough. Reddit will join the S&P 500 on August 18, 2026, and that mechanical inclusion already pushed the stock higher in after-hours trading. Index entry usually forces passive funds to buy, and it raises institutional visibility, so expect a short-term liquidity bump, but don't conflate that with new user growth. The company still faces questions about sustaining engagement and ad revenue as AI shifts where people spend their attention. Discord quietly doubled its free upload cap to 20 megabytes after cutting it to 10 megabytes 2 years ago. And the company also changed mobile checks to measure pre-compression sizes. For casual communities that share photos and short clips, that's a subtle but welcome tweak. It's also another reminder that platforms will keep nudging basic functions behind tiers unless users collectively push back. On the Wall Street Bets subreddit, a celebratory post titled "We Made It, Boys" drew nearly 8,000 upvotes and reads like a milestone moment for retail traders. Threads like that are cultural signals. They don't move markets by themselves, but they reflect sentiment and risk appetite. And in today's era of 0 days to expiration options and social coordination, that mood can translate into real volatility fast.
What changed this week is not just that lots of young people distrust the leaders of the AI industry, it's how deep and specific that distrust is, and the concrete anxieties behind it. The CNBC / Generation Lab survey reported by Forbes quantified this. 81% said they distrust Alex Karp, 79% said the same about Peter Thiel, 76% distrusted Dario Amodei, and roughly 70 to 74% expressed distrust of other well-known executives across big tech and AI startups. At the same time, 59% of the same age group report using generative AI products at least sometimes, and about 27% say they or someone they know lost work to AI. That combination, heavy adoption paired with intense skepticism, is a political and business problem. Why it matters now? When a demographic both relies on a technology and doesn't trust the people who control it, pressure moves from product feedback into politics and procurement. The survey showed roughly 60% of young respondents want data center construction slowed rather than accelerated. That's not an abstract policy preference. It signals potential resistance to the physical expansion of AI infrastructure in communities where you'll need local approvals, power, and land use changes. Companies planning dozens of megawatts of new capacity should not assume local consent.
Reddit reaction captured two predictable yet important threads. One group framed the distrust as broad resentment of concentrated wealth and control, the idea that decisions about privacy, jobs, and digital rights are being made by a handful of very wealthy executives. The other group focused on immediate harms, job displacement and environmental costs from massive data centers. Both are valid, and they point to different levers for change. If you want corporate behavior to change, there are market levers, customer choice, advertiser pressure, and political levers, regulations and zoning rules. The survey suggests both will be used. There's a practical ripple here for businesses and policymakers. First, transparency matters more than ever. If a firm can't explain who owns the model, how user data is used, or where compute is located, it will face not just PR headaches, but civic resistance. Second, trust deficits incentivize third-party oversight. Independent audits, regional data center impact studies, and enforceable retention limits could become prerequisites for deployment. Finally, expect a policy domino. Local slowdowns on construction will raise costs and push companies to either litigate, lobby, or design less energy-intensive architectures.
That brings us to an operational counterpart. Newly disclosed records, reported by outlets such as The Guardian and NPR, that show U.S. Immigration and Homeland Security units used a broad suite of commercial tools and databases to monitor left-wing groups and anti-ICE protesters. The records detail intelligent sharing through police fusion centers and the use of analytics platforms, license plate readers, mobile apps, and even cell site simulators. As Jacinta Gonzalez of Media Justice put it in coverage, "We now have the receipts for that," meaning procurement documents and internal memos are matching what civil liberties advocates have long warned about. There are three concrete anchors in this reporting to keep in mind. 1. The tools named include commercial analytics platforms that can fuse location, biometrics, and identity data across sources. 2. The mechanism for sharing is fusion centers, joint federal-state-local hubs that route raw data and productized intelligence to many agencies. 3. The targets named were political activists and community organizers exercising First Amendment rights. That raises a constitutional alarm. Mass collection of associational and location data can chill dissent. On Reddit and elsewhere, responses split along familiar lines. Some users were outraged, calling for congressional oversight and litigation. Others defended the practices in the name of public safety. What's important analytically is the precedent. When federal agencies rely on the same commercial stacks used by private industry to track protests, there's little technical separation between civic surveillance and commercial profiling. The same data flows that power targeted ads and content recommendations can, with very different access rules, support persistent monitoring of political activity.
So where does industry reaction sit in all this? We're seeing small, tactical responses from vendors that sell the hardware that makes surveillance possible. Take the automated license plate reader vendor that's been under fire. The company said it will reduce default retention from 30 days to 7 and will make certain safeguards mandatory by January. That's a follow-up to a string of public pressure campaigns and municipal cancellations. The vendor framed the change as closing obvious policy gaps, but many privacy advocates on Reddit and elsewhere remain skeptical, calling the fixes more public relations than structural reform. Here's the connective tissue between the distrust poll and the surveillance disclosures. Young Americans' distrust of tech leaders is not abstract cynicism. It's grounded in concrete experiences and revelations. Job impacts from automation, environmental consequences of data centers, and now documentation that public agencies used powerful commercial tools to track protesters. Those are the exact behaviors and capabilities that erode legitimacy. If you're an AI company seeking public goodwill, a vendor selling sensing equipment, or a local official approving a new data center, the social license you need is being redefined.
What should we expect next? First, more scrutiny. From city councils to Congress. These are not tidy policy debates. They're contests over norms and power. Second, a fragmenting market for infrastructure and services. Some companies will invest in trust by design, smaller retention windows, independent audits, verifiable red teams, and try to brand that as a competitive advantage. Others will double down on lobbying and contract clauses to protect commercial data flows. Third, more litigation. Once procurement records and contracts are exposed, courts become venues for testing where the boundaries of acceptable surveillance lie. Let me close this section with a practical investor and civic takeaway. Investors should price political and regulatory risk into AI and surveillance adjacent businesses. Civic groups should push for enforceable, not voluntary, guardrails, retention limits, compulsory audits, and public procurement transparency. Companies that treat trust as a checkbox will lose out to those that build it into product architecture and governance. If most young users rely on AI but don't trust the people who run it, the next big battleground will be who writes the rules: governments, courts, or the market. I'm Alex Morgan. Debug the hype.